that's why they end a record there. That's Fiction Factory and everyone but you. Good evening, Rosemary.
Hello.
How are you tonight? Hello, Rosemary.
Hello.
Speak to me, Rosemary.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Hello, thank you.
Haven't you got a great voice, Rosemary?
Yes, I know.
Oh, it's super, Rosemary. Yeah. You know, ladies' voices, they make me go weak at the knees here, you know. Oh, I just have to put my knees back on.
Good job, it's the television, you can't see me then.
It's a good job you can't see me here either, you know. Anyway, what did you think of that programme last night, Rosemary?
Very good indeed.
Yes, was it everything you expected?
We agreed with the local tradesman that you should carry on broadcasting it. You know, so Shropshire just wouldn't be the same without all you fellas. It's great.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. That's all I wanted you to say, you know, Rosemary.
Was it?
Did you know? There was one thing wrong with that programme. There was one thing wrong with it, and this is absolutely true. They said it is an illegal offence even to listen to Sunshine Radio.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people who...
No, anyway, it was a good programme. I thoroughly enjoyed it myself,
yes,
you know. Okay, what can we do? Any requests or dead is at this time of night? It's getting a bit dark outside.
Have you any Barry Manilow records?
Barry Manilow?
Yes.
Rosemary, I'll find you one.
Oh, lovely.
I'll do anything for you, Rosemary.
Okay, yes, I know.
Okay.
My husband's shouting, watch it.
No, it doesn't matter about your husband.
Oh, so you better add.
Listen, whereabouts are you calling us from? You're 18 miles away from us.
Oh.
I don't care about your husband.
Okay.
Okay. What's his name?
Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Didn't mean it, mate. I didn't think he'd be listening, to be quite honest. I always get myself into a lot of trouble, you know.
You do, don't you? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It's a fault of mine. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Okay.
And thanks for your comments, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll find a record for you.
Thank
you
very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now. Bye-bye.
The music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us out for romance. I thought it was clear the plan was we would share the feeling just between ourselves. But when the music changed, the plan was rearranged. He went to dance with someone else. We
and
another one of those records. Don't they sound the same nowadays, eh? That's Shannon, and let the music play. Good evening, Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good girl. I'm not too bad. I'm just getting over this cold. Don't they hang on a long time?
I just don't feel better. You take lemon.
Lemon, is that the thing to do, is it?
Honey.
Lemon and honey?
Yes.
I'll make a note of that.
Yes.
What is that? What's that good for, the throat or the nose or what? Is it?
Good for cold, yes.
Oh, I see. It's good for my chest. Right. I'll make a note of that. Lemon and honey does you good, and Cynthia said so. Okay, Cynthia, where are you calling us from?
From Ludlow.
From Ludlow. Yeah, your comments on that programme last night.
It's been very interesting, and I hope you carry on going on.
We will.
We listen to you a lot.
Do you really?
Can I
ask you your age? I mean, do you mind if I ask?
I'm 39.
You're 39 years old.
Yeah.
That's not very old, is it? No.
As the saying says, you're old as you feel.
That's right. That's absolutely true, that is, you know. The trouble is, though, Cynthia, I feel pretty old myself tonight, you know.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's this elephant here, you know. Keeps looking at me all the time. Keeps poking his tongue out as well. Be quiet. Okay, Cynthia, anyway.
I want you to do me a favour.
I'll do anybody a favour. As long as it doesn't cost me out.
I want you to play a special record for my hubby.
Okay.
John Dunbar.
John. Okay, what sort of music does he like?
You know, he likes anything, you know.
Anything at all. Okay, John, is he listening at the moment? He's in the kitchen. Oh, you've got him house trained.
So, will you do me another favour?
Oh, two favours. Oh, good grief.
Who's on Sunday morning?
Who's on Sunday morning? This Sunday morning? What time?
Well, I've got a friend who would like a request. Morning between
half past
10 and 11
o'clock. Oh,
that's
me.
Yes, and I want you to play her a special record. Her name is Frieda.
Frieda.
This is 17 Pinside
Lovelace. I just put a little note on the wall here. Play a record for Frieda. Tell me one thing, if I do forget, can you give me a ring and just nudge my memory? You will do. Okay then, Cynthia, thanks for calling us anyway.
I want you to do.
Oh, this is three. I don't know if we can do. Can we do three? It's like that Weetabix ad, but you can't eat three. Go on, Cynthia. I'm only pulling your leg.
It's for my mother.
Yeah.
For a special day.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 27th of February.
Right. Hang on, I'll write that down as well. 27th. And what's the special? Oh, it's a birthday, is it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I've got all that lot written down. I'll pin it on the wall so I won't forget.
Okay.
But if I do, you've got to give me a bell, you know.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Cynthia.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Care now.
And you?
It feels better.
Well, you know, they don't seem to care. And they just put.
Be kept warm.
It's finding somebody, Cynthia, to keep me warm. Hey, you know, stop giggling.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling anyway. Okay.
Bye
now. Bye. And hello to husband there, John, in the kitchen. Yeah. Lovely lady. That's Cynthia. Temry Wells 811306. Let's have your comments tonight. Oh, good grief. I tell you what we will do, before I answer that call, because I'm a bit sort of nervous tonight about answering phones live on the air, you know. There's a new record out, and if that caller could just hold just for 1 second, please. There's a new record out by the Style Council. It is absolutely great. It's my favourite this week, so go out and buy it. Make it number one, the Style Council.
Moonlight, and I'm at my best.
style capsule and my ever-changing mood. I was talking to my engineer when that record was going there, and I thought that reminded me of the old sort of 60s, 70s sounds there, and we came up with the answer there. It sounds very much like Gino Washington and the Ram Jam Band. Perhaps we'll get them all around again. Good evening, Dot. Hello, Dot.
Hello.
Speak to me, Dot, will you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks. Sorry, I was talking to my son.
You were talking to your son?
Yes.
Yeah. A bit like me, I talk to myself sometimes, you know. I'm talking to myself at the moment. You know, Dot, there's only me here. They've all gone out and left me again.
Yeah, what about the engineer?
Well, this is the engineer here. I forgot about the engineer.
Well, I can hear voices in the background.
You can't hear them now, can you?
No.
No, you're only pulling my leg now, aren't you, Dot? Now, you're not supposed to do that, Dot. You're not supposed to wind Harding up, not at this time of night, because it's a Friday night and I'm going to have a pint tonight. That's if it kills me. It probably would do. Actually, I had one last night with a mate of mine, you know, in Tenbury, and good grief. I think we had about 2 pints, and I can't drink very well these days.
Ah. You should have been at our do on Tuesday night then, Valentine's night, at the Lloyd George.
Was that a good night, was it?
Not half.
Not half.
We're ready for the next one.
What do you think about the Sunshine Radio crowd then?
I think they're fantastic.
You think they're fantastic?
Yep, and so do a lot of others.
That's all I wanted to hear you say, Dot. Now then, about that programme last night, what do you think of that?
Well, this is the point of view of two of us, actually. It's Big Ken,
mm-hmm.
who has been in hospital this morning. He's now home, and he wrote me out a little bit of paper to read to you.
Yeah, off you go then.
If I may.
Yeah, of course you can.
Our point of view of the out-of-court programme on BBC Two last night,
mm-hmm.
it seems that, as said, the law is an ass and needs changing. Sooner the better. It would seem that Mr. Beaumont Dark, MP, has great sympathy towards the Sunshine cause. And we think it would be a good idea to try and get his assistance. Ex-beef jockey Tony Bad Jokes Blackburn is another that would be good on Sunshine cause. Or as Shakespeare would say, to be legal or not to be legal, we need Sunshine. Roll on, boys.
That's very good, you know, isn't it? Yeah, a lot of people are saying that, you know. I'd like to thank also the people that you didn't see on the box last night. There's a lot of people that you didn't see, and there's a lot of people that you don't even know about that keep Sunshine Radio going, you know? Like all the people behind us at the moment, keeping the transmitters buzzing and looking after the studio and stuff like that, making us cups of tea and making us more than welcome, you know? A lot of people as well.
Well, I think some of them need to get there early in the morning because old Cook is always thirsty.
Yeah. You know, it's like even Colin Cook, for instance. I mean, that lad there lives in Shrewsbury and he travels every morning and he's always in this studio at 6 o'clock. He has to be up at something like 3:30 in the morning. Dedication.
Yeah.
He believes in sunshine like a lot of other people. Anyway, Dot, thank you for your call. And I note your comments there. Perhaps it wouldn't be a bad idea to drop that guy a letter. You know? Perhaps you could write to that guy, you know, the MP.
Yeah.
You know? The law is changing.
Yeah,
let's hope it doesn't change for the worst, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, Dot. Well, thanks for calling anyway.
Good night, James.
Good night. Now, have a great night, won't you?
Will do. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. What a lovely lady. That's Dot. That, as you probably noticed at the moment, we're discussing the programme on TV last night. You know, on BBC Two, the out-of-court programme. If you'd like to sort of gee us all up here, we'd like to hear from you. Tenbury Wells 811306. That's the number. Tenbury Wells 811306. The Manhattans and the Spice of Life will help us urge our way through till 7 o'clock tonight. Looking forward to your calls. We'll be right back. good stuff. That's the Manhattan Transfers, and they're tasting the spice of life. Well, on the phone is my dear old mate here, Jenny. Now, before we speak to Jenny, she's responsible, I suppose, for keeping the name of Sunshine alive, because she's a good girl, and she sends us all sorts of things in the post, and sometimes we forget to thank her. And the thing she sent me was, yes, that's right, you guessed it. Jenny, thanks for sending that elephant. What it means, I don't know. It's got a big trunk, that's all I can say, you know. Didn't sort of send it to me specially, did you, Jen?
No.
Anyway, that programme last night, what did you think about it?
Very good, very good. I thought, you know, it just put the point of view that, local radio stations are for.
Keep
people in touch with things that are going on locally.
That's right.
News items and things, you know, I thought, yes, it's very good.
Of course, what everybody seems to forget, though, Jen, is the fact that, everybody seems to forget the fact, and I did note that myself, that they were, in this area of Shropshire, there is no radio station, you see.
No.
And they're not prepared to...
On the other end, but I mean, we're not interested in what goes on there, are we?
No.
We're interested in what goes on in and around Shropshire, Ludlow, Shrewsbury, that area. So I think the sooner we get the license, the better.
Well, I think it is. I think it's about time, you know. I mean, we're not actually suffered it, but the bad weather conditions and things like that, you know, when the snow's out and the frost's on the ground and the studio's down to about 32 degrees Fahrenheit, you know.
Yes.
It's all these sort of things. We like to be a little bit better equipped, I think, you know.
Yes.
But you never know, someday perhaps, who knows?
I'm rooting for you, Jenny.
It's up to you, Jenny, and it's up to everybody else as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's not only us.
Keep going. I think you're all doing a good job.
Okay, Jenny. Well, thanks for your call anyway and your comments. Okay, bye-bye
bye
now.
James.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Jenny there, one of our people that listened for the past 12 months, as indeed, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. You know, Jenny's always been there. Good girl. Okay, Tenbury Wells 811306. We're discussing the comments now. I want to hear your comments about that programme on TV last night. Give us a call, okay? Tenbury Wells 811306. Anyway, Madness is on the go here. My name is Michael Kay.
Yeah.
Oh, she was.
I am Michael Kay.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the fireman jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Kay.
And all I wanted was a way of going to pray to keep me away. And all I wanted was a way of going to pray to keep. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away. The quiet fellow follows, voices being straight at you. He had to sacrifice his pride, yes, throw it all away. I'm always afraid to keep.
Madness there, doing very, very well in the charts, and My Name Is Michael Kay. I didn't really mean that when I said I wish my name was Martin Kay, or even Michael Kane. Not really, he's older than me anyway. Good evening, Brendan, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Okay, mate.
Good, thanks.
Where are you calling us from, mate?
Ludlow.
From Ludlow. Your comments on that programme last night?
Yeah.
Off you go, let's hear them.
Me and a lot of friends at school, right, we all listen to Sunshine, quite a bit anyway, and what most of them say, they think it's a good thing that it's illegal because it makes it a bit more fun to listen to. And if it was legal to have lots of these radio stations, you'd have tons and tons of competition, and so you wouldn't be so unique.
Well, that's one point, I suppose, but in fairness, surely competition is what makes everything good. You know, I mean, if you just had one, say, for yourself, for instance, and your friends, if you just had one school to choose from, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, if it was legal to have radio transmitters, everybody would be setting up radio stations, and so not so many people would listen to you.
Well, that's true, I suppose. I suppose the only thing I can say come back to you there with is that, you know, this Sunshine Radio thing, I mean, let's get it all out in the open here, you know. The people behind Sunshine Radio, and it's there's a lot of people. I mean, they've been trying for 4 years to try and persuade the powers that be, like the IBA, to bring sort of local radio to this area, and they just do not want to know at the moment. But there's talks going on at the moment, so you never know. But I agree with you, if it was controlled by the IBA, perhaps it wouldn't be quite the same. You know, this friendly approach that we seem to have adopted here, you know, sort of radiates out quite well. And
it'd be okay if it's just the one, but if you got a license, then other people would start doing the same thing, and before you know, you'd get too many radio stations.
Yeah, well, really, what you're doing, you know, what you're saying here is the fact that illegal radio like Sunshine, it is illegal, yes, of course it is. The radio station is illegal. Well, it's not really illegal, it's just one part of it. But the point that I'm trying to make is that what they're saying, you see, Brendan, is that it's illegal and it should be stamped out because of this fact that we shouldn't be here. We should not be here. I mean, I shouldn't be talking on the air at the moment at this time of night. I mean, it shouldn't be here. You see, and they're saying exactly the same thing as what you're saying. If nothing was done about the station, okay, everybody else can start a radio station. It takes a lot of money to do it. You know, a lot of credibility is at stake. I mean, Sunshine's sort of got that credibility over the last 12 months or so. Yes, anybody can start radio stations. I mean, well, yes, I suppose they can. There's a lot, I mean, this is the word pirate radio, I suppose. Some people are responsible in it. I mean, there's four people concerned with Sunshine, two of which have worked for the IBA, one of which has worked for the BBC. I mean, they're responsible people. I mean, I myself have worked for the IBA, and I've left the IBA, you know?
Yeah, I think you're okay as you are. I mean, but if you don't have too many other small radio stations going on at the same time, yeah. I mean, most people around here that I know prefer Sunshine to Wyvern anyway.
Yeah, well, it's unfair to comment. I mean, I'm a fair-minded person. You're talking about Wyvern. And there's no comparison between Wyvern and Sunshine. I mean, Wyvern is a really multi-million pound organisation. And in fairness, they should sound and they should do and they should serve a lot better than what they do. You know, local radio, independent radio in this country at the moment, all it is, it's just a massive money-making machine. That's all they're interested in. If that station doesn't make money to pay sort of £20,000 a year on managing director's fees and program controllers at about £15,000, £20,000, if that station doesn't make that amount of money, that station doesn't exist. You see, now, the thing is about Sunshine, it's enthusiasm that's keeping it going. I mean, it's the enthusiasm between the listener, excuse me, it's enthusiasm between the listener and us, I suppose. That's the thing that keeps Sunshine going. It does take a lot of doing, you know, 13 hours a day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems with Sunshine. There always has been, you know, keeping the thing running, organising people, getting people here, you know, and getting people to and fro from the studio. It takes a lot of doing, and it's a lot of enthusiasm. And money doesn't really come into it. Yes, I know Sunshine Radio makes money. Of course it does. It has to pay for equipment and stuff like this. But, no, it's a good thing. I like your comment anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Okay,
thanks. Okay, bye-bye, Nick.
Bye.
Okay, that was an interesting one. Let's see if there's any more like that. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Anything goes tonight. I'm in that mood. If you want to know, I'll tell you. Anyway, Rosemary, I found that record for you. Barry Manilow, Some Kind of Friend. Sunshine, I suppose. Some kind of friend we've turned out to be. Well, we've got your interest at heart here. You're amazing me tonight, Shropshire. You know, your calls, they're coming in thick and fast. The thing is, what I would like to know, hello, just hang on a second, please. Everybody that's ringing in, and you know, literally everybody, as Robin in Leinster, I've noted your comments here, Robin, and I quite agree with you. What I'd like to know is, I'd like somebody to come on Tenbury Wells 811306. That disagrees with Sunshine, and I'd like to know why, okay? So if you're a sort of person out there that... I won't ask you your name, because, I mean, we don't want to get you into any trouble, but if you disagree with Sunshine, if you disagree with anything we're doing, I mean, being fair-minded here, we'd like to know, well, I would like to know, I mean, what is it, 17 minutes to 7? I'll take this caller, I'll take another caller, but I really want to know, does anybody disagree with it? Because if they do, I'd like to know where we're going wrong, you know? Honest, I would. Tenbury Wells 811306.
Hey,
Minutes away from 7 o'clock. At 7 we close down. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 6 we're back bright and early with Jeff Brang taking care of the kids. Anyway, tonight we're going over to Bodnam in Herefordshire to say hello to Neil. Good evening, Neil.
Good evening.
How are you tonight?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, straight away, your comments.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're doing because if people like you and Radio Caroline hadn't have started, we would have never had any local broadcasting. We'd have still had the home service and the light programme and the third.
That's true. That is true. I mean, that has been proved, hasn't it?
Yes.
You know? But the thing is, though, you see, what we're discussing tonight is the fact that Sunshine is here at the moment. You know? I mean, it's absolutely... It's here, isn't it? You know?
Yes, it is. But unless it's people like you that do something, you'll never get a local radio station.
Well, as I said before you were listening, I said to a young guy a bit back that for 4 years... A lot of people, about 20, 30 people, have been trying to campaign the proper way through the bureaucratic system, you know, to try and persuade the powers, if you like, the people, to come to Shropshire. And every other county, if you like, has got a station except Shropshire, you see?
Well, you say every other county's got a station.
Well, I may be wrong there. I may be wrong.
A lot of Hereford people don't even think they've got a station because it doesn't come from Herefordshire.
No.
It comes from Worcestershire, and that's why a lot of people, particularly in North Herefordshire, listen to Sunshine. They regard that as their local station. And if you go to South Herefordshire, Ross-on-Wye, Ledbury area, they regard Severn Sound as their local station.
Yeah. Why do you think this is, then?
Well, Hereford people don't like Worcester, anything that comes from Worcester to start with, but it hasn't got any local interest. They're always on about Redditch and the Bromsgrove and places we don't know about.
Yeah, well, in fairness, I don't think the people listen to them in Redditch anyway. You know, but again, I don't want to get involved in a sort of an argument about that station you're talking about. I agree with you on one thing, that perhaps Herefordshire or North Herefordshire might feel a little left out, but again, perhaps that even proves the point. But we're talking about Radio Wyvern at the moment, I know. They're serving Worcestershire and Herefordshire, and it's a large area. It's a very large area. No, they can't possibly cater for everybody in Worcestershire and Herefordshire. You see, it's as I said before, they only cater for the people. Now, this is purely my opinion, my own personal opinion now, which probably isn't worth a lot. But in my opinion, you see, they can't afford to. You know, well, they're messing around with small communities, small hamlets of villages and things. You see, they're not making the money which they need, and they are not making it. There is no commercial station at the moment, under the present situation, controlled by the IBA, that is making any money. They're all losing money, you see. And I can't understand why this is.
Now, it needs a change of regulation. Broadcasting in America is controlled, but each station is completely independent.
Yeah, well, it's different. It's different in America, you see, because you've got the FCC, which control... it's like a body of people. Okay, everybody's got to be responsible. I mean, us at Sunshine, we think we are responsible with transmitters and things like this, you know. I mean, our sort of transmitter equipment is equally as good as that of any of the IBA. You know, it's responsible for that. In America, you know, you go and you literally knock on some guy's door and you say, look, I want to start a radio station, I want to put it in Detroit or wherever. And they say, yes, okay. And they literally write out a pencil paper and say, okay, and you do it. Now, it is up to those operators at that station then, you see, to make money and support itself. They haven't got to pay anybody else. And if that station doesn't make money, I mean, that station goes off the air. Now, why? If that same situation or that same system was in this country, you wouldn't have local radio because none of them are making money. You see, they go out and they say, buy yourself a piece, they issue shares to the public, you know, and buy yourself a bit of local radio. They get money from the public to do this, you see. And they still say that there is something wrong somewhere, and I know I'm going to get rapped over this because I know there's people listening to this who probably want me to say these things, but there is somewhere, you know, thinking to themselves, well, can anybody start a radio station? And of course, it's easy enough to do. Our argument is the fact that radio really is for the people. It's for nobody else. It's just for listeners. And if people like to listen to what they want to listen to, that's fine. And if there was a way whereby, perhaps, it could be controlled on a smaller system than these bigger counties. Well, I mean, why can't small communities have radio stations? I mean, damn it, if a small community can support a local newspaper, for instance, you know, like Leinster could support... Well, Leinster did have its own local newspaper, because that was taken away from them, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You know, in Ludlow, the Ludlow Advertiser, they went through a bad patch where somebody else took them over, I know. But, that, I mean, that's only, only small towns, and they were supporting their own local newspaper, and in my opinion, again, purely my opinion, mate, if anybody can support a local newspaper, they can support a radio station, because it's not that much different. I know the world of radio sounds very glamorous, but there is nothing much difference finance-wise. It doesn't cost a lot of money, you know?
No.
It doesn't.
Well, I've recently bought a car radio, and I haven't had a car radio for 22 years.
Mm.
And I bought it specially to listen to you.
Yeah. Now, why is that? Just tell me why is it that attracts you to... I mean, you're living in Herefordshire, North Herefordshire. What attracts you about Sunshine?
The friendliness of the programmes, the people on the radio doing...
Say, perhaps that attracts people.
Yeah.
Of course, we've got listeners in Telford and Bridge North and Shrewsbury. Not quite so good in Shrewsbury. Our reception isn't that good in Shrewsbury. We've got listeners in Shrewsbury. It's amazing they struggle to listen to us, you know, and that is the amazing part about it all.
Yet your reception's very good in the Gloucestershire area.
Mm, mm.
I work in the radio and television trade, servicing radios and television, and I've been listening to you down in Chepstow with no problem at all.
Oh, yes, I know. I mean, that's quite possible. I mean, you can hear... I mean, it must have been the biggest headache of all. I mean, ILR set up a network. They thought they plonk in all these little areas, radio stations. And the idea is that if you drive from one county to another, you can tune into that particular county's radio station. But it just does not work. I mean, after 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, you know, you get all foreign interference coming and you cannot drive and tune into a local radio station at night. I mean, every frequency, every transmitter, if you like, overlaps. So I mean, the system has not worked, and I know that there's moves afoot to to produce a national ILR, not a local radio station, but a national RBA channel, right the way through the county. It's a real wonder, actually.
But in the 1960s, their argument was that the 60s available for local radio.
That's true.
It is, and you could even use VHS.
That's right, and you know, they always put local radio stations, they always twin them up with powerful continental stations. They always do that, you know.
Yeah.
That's true. So I suppose that, you know, again, take us, for instance, we are literally on a frequency which is allocated, or even which was allocated and still is.
Destruction.
And I mean, it's got to be the worst
channel or frequency, whatever you call it.
It must be the worst one of all, you know.
That's how it works,
but you end up experiencing some sort of interference. Anyway, I'll take your
call, I'll find interest.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm still looking for someone that disagrees with everybody that's ringing tonight, you know? Anyway, thanks for calling.
Okay,
goodbye now. What I'm doing now, what I want, because it is literally 5.5 minutes to 7, what I want now is
not the support for Sunshine,
because I mean that's pretty obvious. I'm looking for these people that want to slam us, you know, and I'm going to give them the rights. I'm Sunshine, I'm going to give them the right to say exactly what they think of us. Now, Tembury Wells, 811306. If you disagree, now come on. It's a well-traded space, perhaps, but I'm letting you have your way tonight, and I'm looking for a caller. One caller, that's all. Tembury Wells, 811306, that disagrees with us.
I'm gonna go to the street.
Thanks, Ultravox, and One Small Day. Well, as yet, the phone has been sort of dead for the past 2 minutes. I've had a couple of calls with support and things, but I'd like to fire things up, you know? And I'm appealing to somebody, or anybody, you know? There's a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people, but there's a few people that will go behind people's backs to try and stab us in the back. Well, I'm trying to give you your say at the moment. And I had one guy on the phone, but he was checking out at the last minute. So if you're listening again, pick that phone up and dial this number. I'm going to play two records in a row. And I'm going to wait for that call. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. What I'm looking for is the argument against Sunshine Radio. Okay? Against. Not for, because we prove that without a shadow of a doubt. Two records in a row. Let's see what happens.
Floating in the summer sky, 99 rainbows go by. eine ganze Menge seiner Erzählungen hat schon bei den in Dortmund dabei weit vor. Und die Mannschaft steht Karl Wies und der Kunter aus
after 7, you tuned to Sunshine. Well, no callers. Well, that means, I suppose, that there's nobody prepared to have a go at me here or have a go at us here. So I'll drop it at that, and thanks for your calls. Anyway, that's it from Sunshine tonight. I'll tell you our address. If you'd like to drop us a line and put all your comments down into a letter form, we'd like to hear from you. Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Well, from me to you, have yourselves a great night. If you are going out tonight, take it nice and easy. The weather isn't too bad out there, but fog is expected later on tonight. So, until I talk to you again, which will be 10 o'clock Sunday morning, have yourselves a great weekend, won't you? And take some fun with you. Anyway, on behalf of all our broadcasting and technical staff, on behalf of all those people, this is James Harding wishing you a very, very warm and peaceful good night. Good night. Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz. That's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is 10B Wells 811 306.
Sunshine Radio is an independent operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Und dieser Schuss war von der blauen Linie zu sehr signalisiert und der Keeper im Gehäuse der Binnen, Karisako, hatte keine Schwierigkeiten, den Puck mit der Fanghand herunterzuholen und es gibt rechts von ihm ein Bulli. Das geht hin. Kühnert, aber Kühnert ist verliert den Puck. Giesling, einer der besten, vielleicht der beste Verteidiger dieses Turniers, ein Vorbild in jeder Hinsicht auf dem Eis, hat die Scheibe zu Helmut Steiger gegeben. Hier liegt im Schiedsrichter ungewollt um. Da muss der russische Unparteiische Juri Karandin zum ersten Mal zu den Eis Bekanntschaft machen, aber das ist passiert, er sofort wieder aufgestanden, die Deutschen jagen den Puck hinterher, es wird aber Abseits gegeben und es wird Bulli geben vor dem Tor von Steiger. Ja, ein kurioser, wenn auch nicht ganz erwarteter Auftakt für die Mannschaft des 54 Jahre alten Bundestrainers, der ja bei insgesamt 6 Clubs bei der Bande stand, 4-mal Meister wurde, mit Düsseldorf, unter anderem mit dem SC Bern, dem Berliner SC, und zum zweiten Mal Bundestrainer geworden ist und der einen Vertrag bis 1988 unterschreibt wird, verschiedene Dinge im Umfeld der Nationalmannschaft in Ordnung gebracht werden. Er ist ja jemand, der gerne den Verbandsoberen da kommt direkt auf die Füße kommt, was Höhner will. Da kann ich schießen, aber da gibt es zurück zu schießen. Er schießt den Füße mit den Beinen. Und da läuft man das nicht da anstecken. Ohne hin und links am Tor vorbei.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz, that's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is Tenbury Wells 811306. Sunshine Radio is an independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Der Kapitän der Fans.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 times a week on a frequency of 10710 kilohertz, that's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is Tenby Wells 811-306. Sunshine Radio is an independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Defensive und die Finnen sind wieder komplett rutschig, er kann schießen. Hervorragende Abwehrleistung von